I'm here joined with Coach Lauren Robinson as we talk Scott City Lady Beaver Volleyball here on our show. The Lady Beavers wrapped up their season on Saturday at the Class 3A Substate Volleyball Tournament in Goodland at Max Jones Field. I was losing to the eventual Substate champion Goodland in the first match of the day there. And Coach, you know, they just Goodland, you know, talked about a little bit before here, and they just look like a different team from what you saw maybe the first three times you faced them all year.
Yeah, you know, even at league the weekend before, we were able to, you know, kind of pick apart their defense a little bit and find some holes if we weren't able to put the ball away with a strong attack or a hit. But they had clearly fixed some of those defensive lapses from league to substate, and there wasn't a whole lot available, so our hitters struggled a little bit finding a place to score, and I also feel like, you know, like we had talked about earlier also, their blocking position was just phenomenal on Saturday, so it really took away our front row.
And I know it was just tough to kind of get a run going, and it just was one of those things where everything just kind of rolled Goodland's way, and it was a struggle for you guys. But, you know, looking back, there were some good things that you guys were kind of able to do there in that match against Goodland.
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, first of all, the ball kind of rolled Goodland's way. There was one time in the second set we were down, and I think Megan Trout went up for a block, and the ball rolled about 5 feet along the top tape of the net and then fell on our side. So it was literally falling for Goodland that day, and nothing to take away from them. They're a great team, but you know, we were very young, we were super inexperienced when we stepped out on that court on Saturday, and that definitely showed in our first set. I felt like we settled in a little bit in the second set and towards the end of the first, but man, it was kind of like a culture shock being there and on Goodland's home court with probably one of their strongest teams that I've seen in the last 10 years. We were a little shell-shocked, came out a little bit timid and couldn't really get into our groove. So
as you kind of take a look back at the season, even a little bit at that subs day, Goodland just was on a roll there. Really probably the team that pushed the most was a very good Norton team in the semis, and there were a few upsets there. Cimarron, number 7 seed, who you beat the week before at league, they made it to the finals there. But there were glimpses, you know, in your season that showed that you guys can play with pretty much anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at one point in time, we beat Colby, who went in with a decent seed into substate, struggled on Saturday, and eventually lost to Holcomb. You know, we took a game away from Holcomb this season at Holcomb, which was probably one of the highlights of our season this year, no doubt, being that Holcomb had a pretty successful season. You know, we took one away from Cimarron, who, like you said, eventually ended up in the substate championship. Probably, like we talked about, one of the most improved teams in the GWAC from last year to this year. So, yeah, there were definitely some high points. And as we finish the season and kind of look back on it, it's going to be important that we remember those and that we build off of that and going into our off season.
And it was a tough year anyway with injuries. I think the first weekend you had pretty much your only time of the year you had your complete team. And I know you were already a little bit shorthanded even before the season with Eric out with an injury from last spring. But that inconsistency of having a consistent lineup throughout the year was pretty tough.
Yeah. You know, when you lose 6 seniors and most of those seniors, 5 of them play huge role on the front row, one of them's your libero, in the back row, you know, you have some holes to fill. And then you hope to have a returning setter in Erica Felker, and she is out with a knee injury from last spring. You know, it kind of puts a damper on your season to start off, but I really felt like our younger girls stepped up. They, you know, it's a hard transition from, you know, for those of them that were sophomores to go from JV straight into varsity, or, you know, the freshmen that stepped up and played a couple sets with us. What a transition to go from 8th grade, you know, play a couple JV games and then be thrown into the wildfire of the varsity game. It's just it's a lot different speed and pace, and they did a good job, and I'm proud of them for getting in there, and I hope we have some young girls that are excited and a little bit hungry for some more varsity time and another role, and we'll put some time in here in the off season and as we go into the summer and look forward to next year.
Oh yeah, you definitely have a lot to look forward to with those that are potentially coming back for you next year here? And I know it's with every season you see seniors, their end, their career for volleyball come to an end high school level. And you say goodbye to four seniors that have been with you, not only as assistant, but also as the head coach here last couple of years.
You know, those seniors, they have a special place, you know, on this team. Priscilla Peregrino might be one of the hardest working girls that I've ever coached. It doesn't matter where she falls as far as varsity, JV, she's going to give you everything that she has every day. Hannah and Tara were both four-year volleyball players for the program, and to put that time and dedication into a program, you know, that's something that you can't replace with just about anything. And Brooke, she decided to come out her junior year and made a huge difference on our front row this year. I think she led our team, maybe came in second on our team in blocks, and missed about 3 weeks of our season due to a concussion. So, her appearance on our front row could not be replaced either. So we do lose, four seniors this year that all played a key role for us, and they will be missed. As we look into next year, there's a lot to look forward to, and a lot of younger girls coming up that are showing some strong potential.
All right, well, Coach, once again, thank you for the time all season. It's been fun watching your team. I know some tough days, but there were some good moments as well. It was fun to watch them all compete there and get quite a bit better as the season went on. Thanks again for the time, and we'll see you around.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate you supporting us this season.